Hi, guys. We've had a very good and constructive pick, which was dedicated to two primary topics. One was internal matters, and Pick made a historic decision, which I will want to draw your attention to in the near future. And the other was, the main topic was the issue of the, what we hope is the current turbulence in the whole reform process, characterized, of course, by PBS, by police restructuring, and by the present instability in the Council of Ministers. However, the issues that we discussed were, first of all, Srebrenica, where the PIC solemnly remembered the dead in Srebrenica, recommitted themselves to ensuring that whatever action needs to be taken in order to bring the perpetrators of this appalling crime and the perpetrators of all other crimes committed, war crimes committed in Bosnia and Herzegovina, to justice, reviewed the forthcoming 10th anniversary commemoration ceremony, expressed a warm welcome for the invitation sent to President Tadic in Serbia-Montenegro and to President Čavić, and warmly welcomed also their statement of intent to attend the ceremony at Srebrenica, expressed the wish and hope that this ceremony would be carried out with the due solemnity and respect that was necessary to this important event, and to those who were attending. Once again, Bosnia and Herzegovina will be in the on the television screens and in the attention of the world, and it's an important moment for us. The PIC also discussed the whole question of ICTY cooperation, noted with regret, perhaps even deep regret, I think is the phrase used by some, that there appeared, after having had significant progress on cooperating with the ICTY, reflected in transfers of indictees to The Hague earlier this year, the PIC noted with deep regret that there appeared to have been a dead stop to that process in recent weeks and months. Now, recent events related to the Srebrenica area, to RS MUP policemen, and to recent actions by the RS MUP, is a brighter picture, but we note with regret that in terms of transfer of Hague indictees to The Hague, there has been no further action in recent weeks, and the PIC concluded with two statements on this. The first is that this must continue. This process of cooperation with The Hague must now accelerate again, and there will be serious consequences. We will have to return to serious consequences for those responsible for this if that did not happen. And secondly, that this process was not completed and would not be regarded as completed by the international community until Karadzic and Mladic are transferred to The Hague. So we must now see an acceleration, a continuation with extra momentum of the process of transfer of Hague indictees to The Hague, and only concrete results will do. The alternative will be to return to the policy which we had before Christmas, before this started, of serious consequences in the event of failure. The PIC also regretted the halt to the feasibility study reform process, in particular in two areas. The first was public broadcasting reform, a task that must be completed, and the second was on police reform. The PIC called for the public broadcast reform process now to be completed as soon as possible, and expressed deep regret that the Republika Srpska had not been prepared to continue with police reform. It stated that this would act as a major block, a fundamental block to any further progress towards Europe, and that there would be serious consequences if the RS were to continue to choose isolation over integration. Not the least of those would be that BIH would be left behind. The PIC in particular identified that if now we can restart the process of, if we can conclude the process of PBS reform and restart the process of negotiation for success on police reform, then BIH had a last chance to catch up with the other countries in the Balkans on the road to Europe. If we missed that chance, then BIH would remain out of the queue, and if they managed to succeed in making the reforms at the back of the queue, left behind. The PIC was also briefed in detail by the Prime Minister about the present situation in the Council of Ministers, heard the Prime Minister's determination to ensure that the Council of Ministers returns to work as soon as possible, and the PIC called on the Prime Minister and all other parties involved to resolve the issues outstanding in the Council of Ministers and get the Council of Ministers back to work as soon as possible. The PIC also discussed defence reform, noted the progress that had been made there, and expressed the hope that that would continue. And finally, the PIC received a detailed briefing on the progress of the war crimes chamber and noted with satisfaction the successes that had been achieved there, and a detailed brief from Ambassador Butler on the economic situation in BIH. On the economic situation, there were two conclusions. First of all, that there are now really welcome signs that following the early program of economic reforms, the country's economy is now growing. Indeed, it's growing from a very low base, faster than, for instance, Croatia, faster than most of the other countries in the Balkans. Exports are up 25% from a very low base. Manufacturing production in the Federation up 25%, but 9% in Republika Srpska. Foreign direct investment coming into the country up 25%. The number of families living in poverty down from 20% to around 16%. And encouraging signs that the BIH economy is now growing, albeit from a very low base, and albeit not yet at a pace which could be considered sustainable. However, to balance that good news, there is bad news, which is the highly critical state of government finances in BIH, at the state level, but most particularly at the entity levels. The question of the fiscal sustainability of BIH's government structures, that is their capacity to continue to fund government activity and to pay for government employees, is now a very serious problem indeed. The deficits being run up now in the Federation are of the order of 300 to 400 million km annually, and in the RS about half that. What that means is that unless this issue is tackled very soon, then it seems very probable that before too long the governments of BIH, particularly at the entity level, will be unable to pay some of their employees. This is a crisis of major proportions, but let me underline for you, it is not a crisis of the BIH economy, which is generally speaking showing signs of growing health, but a crisis of the affordability of BIH's government. And finally, arguably the most important decision made at the PIC also discussed at length and concluded on the future of OHR. Now, you will recall that when I came here, I said that one of my aims was to ensure that we moved towards a position where you would not any longer need a high representative. The PIC has discussed this, and I want to read out for you the statement, because it's an important one, and I think it's important that you should hear it in full. The steering board expressed its intention to continue the process of transferring responsibilities to the BIH authorities, which has already begun and will continue at an accelerated pace. The culmination of this process will be to bring to an end the Office of the High Representative. The steering board expresses its readiness to do this and to recommend that the position of the High Representative be replaced by a European Union Special Representative. This step must, of course, be endorsed by a UN Security Council resolution. The end point of this process will be an important milestone in BIH's development, the point at which BIH takes its destiny into its own hands and moves forward towards integration with the EU. But the PIC will want to ensure that such a process of transition is tied to actual progress in BIH. So how soon the steering board will be in a position to initiate such a process of transition will therefore depend entirely on the ability of BIH authorities to put the country firmly onto the road to Europe. One clear indication to the steering board that the BIH is indeed firmly on that road to Europe will be when it has qualified for negotiations on a stabilisation and association agreement with the EU and taken the hard decisions that are still needed to accomplish that. The sooner that happens, the sooner the PIC will be in a position to launch the process of phasing out the Office of the High Representative and phasing in at the Office of the European Union Special Representative. That's an important and historic statement. Let me just remind you what it says. First of all, that the PIC will recommend, obviously it has to be recommended to the European Union, that the OHR will, in due course, transfer to an EUSR. That has to be supported by UN Security Council resolution. That does not happen overnight. That will require a process. The process itself will take an element of time, quite a lot of time, to see that process through. But that process cannot begin until certain conditions are fulfilled. The chief of those is that BIH is in the SAA process, the stabilisation and association process. So an important PIC, perhaps in terms of some of the decisions, particularly that last one, an historic PIC. Your questions. You're all stunned. Yes, Sed. I beg your pardon.
Yes. Razgovarali ste na PIK-u, koliko sam ja razumio, i o rezultatima reformi odbrane. Da li ste ukalkulisali da je samo federalna komponenta sektor odbrane po nekim procjenama dužna oko milijardu maraka? I ko će to platiti? Kako to reformisati?
That wasn't discussed at the PIC. That's an issue for the defense reform process. Yeah. Remember, the PIC is dealing with broad issues here. The matter you refer to is a matter entirely for the Defence Reform Commission, and we'll bring it to the attention of the PIC as and when they think it important. Yes, please.
Two questions. You've used a rather harsh language in describing the demands towards Republika Srpska. Is there any deadline? And the second question is unrelated to the PIC. What is the situation now in the Ministry for the Communications, the Dokic Ministry? Who is the minister? I mean, the situation is a bit unclear.
Let me deal with the first of those. The language I've used has been carefully chosen. This, we must begin to see significant progress in the very near future. The 10th anniversary of Srebrenica is coming up. We expect to see progress starting immediately. I'm not going to put a deadline on this yet. I may do I may do subsequently, but I'm not going to yet. Immediately is the key phrase. On the question of Dokic, Minister Dokic came to see me yesterday. I made it clear to him that whilst I greatly appreciated the step he had taken to resign from the ministry on indictment, that's an important step which I greatly welcome, in which the principle that ministers holding executive positions ought to stand aside from those when they're indicted before the courts has become not a high reps imposed principle, but a principle now embedded within the domestic authorities. That was his decision, and I welcome it. His court case, however, started yesterday. Sorry, it was the day before yesterday that I saw Minister Dokic. His court case, however, started yesterday, and I felt it was improper for a minister holding executive position to be appearing before a court. That would undermine the principle on which he very properly and commendably offered his resignation. I told him that in my view the right thing to do would be to step aside, to formally absent himself under Article 7 of the Council of Ministers law, and to make it clear that he passed his duties on to his deputy. Minister Dokic confirmed yesterday that indeed was the step he was taking. I've spoken to Mladen Ivanic today, the president of his party, the president of the PBS. He has confirmed to me that Minister Dokic has formally absented himself, that a letter will be written to the Prime Minister today confirming that under Article 7 of the Council of Ministers law, that letter will pass his duties on to his deputy, and that Minister Dokic will stay absented on holiday, on leave if you wish, until such time as either his position is formally replaced or the court trial has completed. Now, I very much hope that position will be filled appropriately, legally and properly in the near future. But the present position in relation to Minister Dokic is that he is formally absent under the Article 7 of the Council of Ministers. He is not therefore conducting his duties and he has formally passed his duties on to his deputy.
Gospodine Ždaun, ja vas lijepo molim da mi odgovorite na sljedeće pitanje. Može li Hrvatska demokratska zajednica sudjelovati u izbornom procesu ako na čelu ima čovjeka koji je smijenjen sa pozicije člana predsjedništva Bosne i Hercegovine i protiv kojeg se vodi sudski postupak?
It's a matter for the election commission.
Yeah.
Gospodine Ždaun, Ruždi Ađović, Čitanje novine. Mi smo zaboravili da već postoji funkcija specijalnog predstavnika Europske unije u Bosni i Hercegovini. A čini mi se da vi obavljate tu funkciju. Da li to znači da ćete samo nastaviti? Mi smo zaboravili da postoji već ta funkcija.
If you remember, I am OHR and EUSR. It is as OHR that I have the bond powers. But I'm double-hatted. So the decision taken by the PIC today is that when the conditions have been fulfilled, the office of the High Representative will vanish. That hat will no longer be there. This will not any longer be known as the office of the High Representative. The person who holds my job will then be only an EU Special Representative. And this will be known, I suppose, as the office of the EU Special Representative. So that element that you see behind me, I guess, no, of OHR will cease to exist. And of course that has consequences, needless to say. And that's why it has to be agreed by UN Security Council resolution.
Mirza Čubra, nezavisni novinar. Kazali ste, razgovarali sa ministrom Mladenom Ivančem o sudbini ministra Dokića, je li ste razgovarali o njegovom položaju u vijeću ministara i znači li ova najava PIK-a da će početkom...
No, that's a matter for the domestic authorities, not me.
Okay. I znači li ova najava o PIK-u da će početkom pregovora o sporazumu pridruživanju i stabilizaciji biti početak ukidanja OHR-a?
What the PIK has said, and the words are very clear, is that certain conditions have to be fulfilled. The BIH politicians must take more responsibilities for their own actions. We want to see some of these key reforms completed. There is the PICS, there is the OHR's mission implementation plan. It's a public document. You can see what we've achieved. That plan must be substantially finished. So there are a number of conditions. But the chief condition and the crucial condition is that that the SAA, that BIH has crossed the threshold into the SAA process. Now, please, particularly will you notice the word a process. When the PIC determines that the right conditions are in place, the chief of those is the agreement to commence the SAA process, that won't happen overnight. There'll be a process involving some time for this transition to take place. But yes, the SAA is, if you like to say, the key condition, but it's not the only condition. There are other conditions as well, including the transfer of authorities to the BIH politicians. BIH politicians themselves showing more responsibility in taking up those authorities, and other issues of a more minor nature, like the mission implementation plan OHR. I'll come back to you in a moment. Yeah, please.
Dušan Sojaković, Očinje novosti. Interesuje me vaš komentar akcije policijske u Bratuncu.
Dušan, I can't comment on that. It's a matter for the prosecutor. You will understand why. These are legal matters, and until we have had some formal statement from the prosecutors, then I think it would be improper for me to comment, except to say that I think this is potentially a big event, and we must wait to see how things are play out. Any others?
Mirela Ćosić, BHT1.
Yes.
Jučer ste kritizirali predsjedništvo budući da ne postupa prema nalazima revizora. Hoćete li nešto poduzeti u tom smislu i vjerujete li da će predsjedništvo ispoštovati vaš zahtjev s obzirom na ono što je gospodinu Čoviću isplaćivano nakon što ste ga smijenili?
The question of whether they've complied with the audit requirements is not a matter for me, it's a matter for the domestic authorities in a democracy. The question of whether they comply with the Dayton instruction is a matter for me, and I can assure you they will.
Admir Mujanović, Dnevne novine, San. Možete vam reći šta ukoliko se danas u Doboju ne postigne dogovor? Kakva je budućnost državne vlade i da li je razgovarano o vašem nasljedniku?
No, that's a matter for the state governments, not me. And there was no talk about my successor. Go on. I've got how many? Just quickly stick up. Anybody else who wants to ask? Okay. 1, 2, and that's it. Yes, please.
Talking about the SAA, I have some kind of conflicting information. Are you going to stay here as long as Bosnia achieves that SAA process, or including the extension of the mandate indefinitely, etc.?
I have said when I'm leaving, and the rest is speculation.
Gospodine Ždevon, da li ste govorili o rokovima danas? Da li će BiH do kraja godine potpisati taj sporazum, a vi ostati samo na jednoj od dvije funkcije?
BiH can sign the document tomorrow if it completes the reforms necessary. But it won't ever sign the document ever if it doesn't complete the reforms that are necessary. And let me tell you, in the new climate of Europe, one of the features that appeared in this PIC was indeed that several member states made it very clear that these conditions had to be fulfilled in full, that there wasn't going to be compromises on these issues. So when BiH enters the stabilization and association process is entirely a matter for BIH and the BIH politicians. The faster they do it, the faster they cross the threshold, the longer they take, the later they cross the threshold. I'm not making any more comments about my continuing position here, as the position on that is very clear, and whatever else you read is pure speculation. Okay, thanks so much.